Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Straight Talk for the Soul series. I'm Carrie Murphy, your host, creator, and founder of this global broadcast and brilliant community of light. It is our last show for this season, my friends, and I want to thank you so much for choosing to spend your time with us today. We appreciate your presence very much, as well as the light and the joy and the love that you bring to this show. As you know, I want you to feel like you have a safe space to land every day, a space to connect and open your heart, and really get uplifted and feel supported and loved. And my divinely inspired question for you today that I often pose here is, what's the best that could happen? What is the best that could happen here with all of us here today? So set your personal intentions now. And my intention with every gathering and show here is for healing energy to flow through my voice and through this sacred energetic space with grace and ease, with the highest divine support and participation for awakening and expansion and clarity and love to be realized in beautiful new ways. And so today is no exception. We invite you to subscribe to this show. It is a free platform you can access at straighttalkforthesoul.com. And you can listen to this replay and all of our replays on iTunes and YouTube. And you can connect with us further in our Facebook group or on Instagram. Just enter in Straight Talk for the Soul to find us. And I am so excited about today. We're going on another soulfully inspired adventure, and my co-creative partner is the beautiful crystal messenger and soul sister of mine, Paige Hall. She's here as my partner. We're going to discuss co-creating a new earth and tools for cellular regenesis, and I'm sure much more. We will try to take some audience questions later on in the show, so press star 2 to raise your hand if you called in by phone, or enter in your question in the webcast Q&A box. And just let us know how you're feeling throughout our time together. We're going to talk about unity consciousness. We're going to talk about diamond light body integration, cellular rejuvenation, quartz crystals, probably talk about dolphins. Paige is going to remind us that we are the designer of our template, and we can recode and reframe and transform ourselves to their original divine blueprint for perfect health. We'll talk about learning to play in the new matrix that vibrates to ecstasy and joy, the new earth frequency. And let me tell you a little bit more about Paige, and then we'll dive in. We have a lot to talk about today. Paige is a crystal messenger. She's a new earth guide. And for over 27 years, she's assisted thousands of clients around the planet who are awakening to who we really are and why we're here, while also contributing to the planetary and galactic alignments for unity consciousness on a new earth. As a dolphin incarnate and a visionary, Paige has embodied and anchored the higher frequencies from every civilization formed on Earth and from her home planet and star systems. As one of the volunteer souls to form the center of the Earth, Paige's role is that of a crystal messenger attuned to the rose quartz family, which is the heartbeat of the new Earth crystalline grid. As a young child, she could feel energy emanating from her small hand. She could see auras around humans and animals and plants and crystals. And soon after learning the alphabet at age 5, Paige began speaking and writing in the languages of those who communicated with her beyond the physical realms, whom she referred to as her light family. Having the ability to see distortions in the physical vessel, she began the laying on of hands at age 13, assisting healing and releasing blocks in one's energy field or in the body. And then I want to mention that shortly after her mother's passing in 1999, Paige experienced her second near-death experience, and that really skyrocketed her intuitive and telepathic abilities. And her mother and Yeshua became her spirit guides for many years after. And then in 2009, she was told by her light family that she was to come out of the closet and offer her wisdom globally. And so she started offering courses for spiritual unfoldment, crystal and soul readings, crystal vibrational workshops, feeding the light body sessions, crystal activation DNA recalibration sessions, personalized grids, which are so amazing of hers, and elixirs. And then lastly, I just want to mention she combines her in-depth connection with the multi-dimensions of the Andromedan Intergalactic Councils, the Dolphin Collective of Sirius, the Quartz Crystal Realms, and she is a universal visionary. And she assists with the cellular regenesis of the diamond light body for the New Earth template. So I could go on and on about this lovely lady, but I'm ready to bring her in. So please join me in opening your cosmic hearts and extending waves and waves of love and light and appreciation to Paige as I welcome her to the show. So Paige, welcome, beautiful.
Oh, hello and aloha, Carrie and everybody. Thank you so much for having me on today. I'm so excited to share.
Yes, me too. Could you feel the waves, Paige? The waves of love.
Oh my God. I was laughing. Actually, I had my phone on mute, but I was laughing and I was thinking, wow, that's quite a mouthful.
Yes.
But yes, I definitely feel the waves. And we have some messages that have already come through this morning in meditation, which I can share, you know, within the hour. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So you are new to the show, Paige, but you're not new to many of our beautiful listeners, and I feel like they know you. But let's talk a little bit about your childhood and the three near-death experiences, just to kind of give people an understanding of how these experiences shaped kind of who you are and what you're doing.
Sure. This is something I haven't really talked that much about that would be coming out in a book soon. But I've had a sort of a reverse experience, and most humans, whereas, you know, many have experienced their awakening, you know, maybe a little bit later on in their lives, except for maybe some of the younger generations, starseeds. More the crystal children, you know, they're coming online or they're being born more awakened, you know, in their DNA. But my awakening actually started, I was born awake. And mm-hmm. I remember where I came from. I remember the power, the abilities, the magic. I was born with it. I remember feeling my mother, my sisters, those around me, I could hear their thoughts. I could see animals that weren't actually in the physical form. I could see the plants vibrating. I could see the trees talking to each other through a language. I was able to also have very high precognitive dreams and visions that ended up occurring globally. And also having just remembrance of my own star systems and planet. And I was often taken with my light family when I needed to have sort of distortions removed from my field. And they would take me, you know, to this space or these chambers, and they would remove sort of what they showed me. It was gray matter. And I would look at that and go, okay, and I would just blow that away, and it would just be sort of this gray dust that would blow away, but they would remove that for me. So if there was any projections or distortions coming into my body or my field, then my light family would come in and remove that. And, of course, I had this wallpaper growing up, which was really cosmic, and I shared a bedroom with my younger sister. And we just learned, we just remembered how to put ourselves back into pods at night. It's really incredible, actually. And I had these beings that were living all around me and protecting me, which my people can resonate with the unicorn energy. So this would be more like a Pegasus. Protection energy, and I would have these beautiful tall beings all around me, and they would take me at night and protect me, and I would wake up and remember more and more and more. So I had an opposite sort of experience than many, and yet it wasn't until I became more of a teenager and started to be sort of programmed into a socialization and peer pressure and so on, that things changed for me. But I was still a master manifestress, because I was always able to see what I could do, and then I would just completely take the steps that I needed to do to get there. And mm-hmm. But what happened with that was that I was being shown the duality of that existence, because the more that I thrived, then it was creating this, which actually the crystal, the gemstone peridot came in today with this message for everybody that's listening. Whereas I was shown that what that was creating was sort of a jealousy and an envy that was going on around me, because it started to look like I was selfish, or that I was, or I had, you know, I knew how to create and others weren't using their abilities, their innate natural abilities to be creators and creatrixes here. And so that sort of caused me to shut down. And that was intense. You know, it was really intense for me. But my first near-death experience was when I was 5, actually. I was playing a game with my older sister, and I was small. I'm 5. Mm-hmm. I'm small now, still, physically. we were playing, we were running around, and whoever jumped on the bed first, right, was, you know, going to win and be saved, you know, from the sharks. And so I ran right into the metal frame that holds the mattress, and immediately was taken and blacked out and taken to the emergency room. And I vaguely remember, I remember my father, you know, trying to read me the comics and, you know, trying to keep me awake. And I couldn't stay awake. I was completely I was under. Mm-hmm. And then I wasn't conscious, and they took me into the emergency room, and they literally put a blanket over me, and I realized, I'm like, they think I'm dead. Wow. And I wasn't dead, and I was looking out at my body, watching myself, you know, being operated on my forehead. And it's very interesting, because where that happened was right, you know, on my third eye. So after that, it was, I started to learn very quickly about, I was being shown things. Let's put it this way. I was being shown duality, and you've had enough speakers on this show where most of the listeners know, you know, about the, you know, the fall of consciousness and, you know, duality and basically binary consciousness. And so I started to have a very clear vision of what was so-called good and what was bad. And I was even reading books about the good little girl and the bad little girl. And I remember reading it and going, oh, I'm a bad girl, right? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, maybe I hid something, you know, or, you know, or maybe I, you know, went over to the neighbor's house when I wasn't supposed to, sort of thing, or, you know. And so I started to be, again, shove my feelings down and feel guilty, or not good enough or bad or unworthy, because of what I felt adults thought was something that I was doing was bad. And so that was really intense to learn that at such a young age. And then I went through some abusive situations, which, you know, of course I won't get into too much on this show, but that also really showed me that how this shaped me of feeling this guilt that I was carrying, mm-hmm. That would basically transform into me giving too much, because I felt that if I didn't give, then I was selfish. And so it just sort of, you know, it expanded from there, just like many of us do. We have these experiences, and eventually most of us, you know, use our experiences to end up assisting others, because we're able to transform that and transcend those experiences into divine love and light, which does happen in these near-death experiences. Mm-hmm. But my second near-death experience was when my mom, right after my mother passed, and I had said to, I said to my team, you know, that's okay, you know, you can take me out, because I wasn't afraid anymore of death. And it was, my mother was my greatest teacher. She was a very well-known medium and healer in the U.S. and in the U.K. And she was pure, and just so pure. And I learned about mediumship, psychometry, energy healing, just the teachings, the lost teachings of Atlantis, the Edgar Cayce. I could go on and on and on. Just the Christ of Consciousness, the Lost Years of Jesus, and I learned so much by choosing her as my mother. And so when she passed, it was a shock to my, again, it was a trauma, it was a soul fragmentation because she passed so suddenly. And I had said to my light team, it's okay, you know, you can take me out, right?
Oh.
And sure enough, I slipped. I slipped into a, I was able to basically put my consciousness into sort of a coma state. And I went rushing, my soul went rushing down this tunnel. And I remember feeling so excited, and it was such an adrenaline feeling of, oh, I'm going home, going home, going home. And this, I ended up coming out of this tunnel, right? Mm-hmm. And in this blasting white light. And again, I was so happy. I was just filled with this unconditional divine love. And I could see my mother. And then there was Yeshua with her. And he stood in front of my mother and he put his hand out, his palm out to me to stop me. And he said to me, you have to come back. And I remember going, no, mom is right behind you, you know. And he's saying, no, you need to go back now, Paige. You know, you are not finished. You know, we are going to assist you with this physical embodiment so that you can assist others with their awakening process and teach them and assist them with everything that you've learned. And and it was really in an instant I was back in my body. And then I couldn't really share. I did share that with a few people that I felt that would sort of quote unquote believe me, because I did grow up in a spiritualist church, really, which is the teachings of Jesus, but we also believed in reincarnation and life after death and so forth. So I was able to share it with those circles, share this experience with those circles, but it changed me. It shifted me so much, and I ended up just, how do I explain this? But I had no fear. I it was like, well, okay, it doesn't matter. I'm going to go about my daily life. I was still grieving. You know, the physical part of my heart was still grieving the physical loss, but I had of my mother. But I didn't have any fear. And it wasn't until I had precognitive 9/11, and it wasn't until 9/11 when that experience occurred that I sort of just, and that was only 2 years later, that I fell to my knees, because I knew that from then on that everything was going to change on the planet. Mm-hmm. And the consciousness was going to start to really shift. And I was obviously in tears for the loss that was happening, but I was also very exalted at the same time, because I knew, okay, here we go. Everything's going to be shifting on this planet, and more and more and more and more and more. I'm going to start awakening to the truth of why we're here and what's really going on and how we've been programmed. And so it was an acceleration from that point on.
Right. Wow.
And yeah. And I can even go into the last near-death experience, which, you know, I'm wanting this to be I had said this will be the last near-death experience.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a very serious head-on collision, car collision, in September of 2017. And it was another experience where I had, again, was taken out of my body, where I was looking down at the scene of the car crash. This kid just completely hit me right head on, and I was looking at myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking at myself wandering around, going, how can I be wandering around? I'm up here. And I could see the pain, what was going on in my physical body. And then my mother was with me, Yeshua was with me again, and then my team was with me. And they told me right then, you can use this as your exit point.
Hmm.
Do you want to take this as your exit point? And there were so many other things that were happening in my life of betrayal and loss and things that I had been going through in the couple of years prior that I paused.
Mm-hmm.
And I wondered, how can I best be of service? Am I best be of service without the physical body? Or can I be best be of service going back into that body and again going through the cellular regenesis process to finally teach what I know? And so I came back in the body. And the next thing I knew, I was in the ambulance, and the EMTs were in shock. They were just in shock at how unscathed on the outside that I was. And we had some pretty intense talks about some of their experiences with others that they've seen that this happened to. And then I went through a period of a deep, deep metamorphosis.
Mm-hmm.
And I needed to completely remember at this point everything I learned from the crystals, everything I was taught by the Andromedans, everything I was taught by the dolphins, everything that I knew since a child. I needed to embody and recover and regenesis my physical body, because my diamond light body had already been integrated and already come online back in 2000 and fully in 2009. So this was new. I was sort of treading, you know, water, walking on a tightrope, because I had to put myself, all the fragments of myself, back together, come back together for unity consciousness. I've had, like I said, a very interesting background, because growing up in a spiritualist church, I was able to do laying on of hands healing at a young age, because I was able to see the distortions in the physical body or the cellular mutations.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to infuse light into those cells to assist their regenesis. And then, of course, working with the crystals and the crystals growing for me, which I'm sure we'll get into later. But
mm-hmm.
I was able to do things that I really couldn't explain. And what I find that coming into this now, that the way to explain these amazing abilities, our divine blueprint of who we really are, is to really just keep it simple. And because then by keeping it simple, most everyone can resonate on some level.
Mm-hmm.
It's when we complicate everything. You know, some people really want to know who their star family is, or, you know, who, where they come from. But we know within our hearts who we really are. And that is what's happening now. And looking back on my experiences, I can see how everything was orchestrated. I can also see how, you know, others came into my life for certain mm-hmm. experiences so that I would rise. And that has been a huge, huge, huge revelation. One that happens when you have this spark. You know, my mother used to say, divine love overcomes all things, and only love and light remain. And so that was my protection. That was my mantra growing up. I knew this with every core mm-hmm. of my being. And so I want to, you know, share with our listeners that, you know, remember that you are actually manifesting every single second. Every
mm-hmm.
single second with your visions and your thoughts. You're
yeah.
manifesting every single second, and what you manifest or what you think about actually is a ripple effect that goes out. And the dolphins showed me this,
mm-hmm.
how it goes out to every single person, every single being that's around you.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that it's what I want to say about that is, remember that I manifested everything in my life. I manifested, okay, I really like that guy over there, right? I kept, you know, thinking about him. This is just an example. I just kept thinking about him. right? And so sure enough, then he starts resonating, coming forward to me. Now, does that mean that that person was probably the best person for me on a mental level or emotional level? No, but I manifested that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then you have to actually, we need to move through the consequences of your manifestations.
Right.
And that's why I would always say on my radio show that welcome to the manifestation of now.
Exactly. And now.
Right. Yeah. So
wow.
Now.
What experience. I'm so grateful that you shared those three experiences. And I remember, Paige, after this last, the third one, you were supposed to be on the show about a year ago, and you were still going through a lot from, you know, this whole transformation after the third near-death experience. And so a lot has happened since then, you know, with regard to you really clarifying what you're bringing forth and what you're doing. And how would you say it's changed your work? I mean, clearly, if I just name off some of the things that you're doing, I mean, the crystal and soul readings, the crystal activations, the DNA recalibrations, the personalized grids, the elixirs. I mean, there's, you know, all of this stuff. How has it shifted since that last near-death experience?
Well, you know, again, I have to say that one of the, one of the sayings that I also share is, you know, we be the way to show the way. And when we are being the way, okay, before we show the way or talk the way, then we are of integrity and authenticity. And authenticity and integrity are really New Earth core values.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we are of integrity and being our authentic selves, then we know, okay, I need to walk my talk, okay? And so by walking our talk, then we are bringing our brightest light here, even if we're going through the darkest of times or the darkest of experiences or the most painful experiences. When we are authentically allowing that experience and going within and doing the inner work that everybody on this planet has to do and is still doing, then we can then assist others. But if we are not going within and doing the inner work and being authentic and manifesting those things that we know are not for our highest and best or for everyone else's highest and best, then we create distortions. And then we're not of integrity, or we're not being self-responsible. When self-responsibility is another New Earth, virtue, really. And so, what I had to do really was sort of cocoon. I put myself into that cocoon phase, so that I really could work on every cell of my body for cellular regenesis, and the template that I had started. Which was sort of a combination of all of the services and the gifts and the sessions that I offer into a template. When that got sort of put on hold, I realized it was because there was new intel, there was new light language, there were new symbols, there were new, even the crystals were changing. So even though this was being started about 5 years ago, this was my sort of opportunity to be able to tweak and fine-tune and to allow the new symbols and the new creations to come through for this new template. So mm-hmm. I needed to go through those experiences myself. I needed to transform my body and the cells in my body, just like I always had done. I was always able to self-diagnose when even the medical doctors couldn't. I knew what was going on with my body because I could intricately see the workings of my chemical structure. So I had to go back in with the crystals, and I needed to work with my crystals and these symbols to release any distortion. So that what happened was I stopped teaching. I worked specifically on my cellular regenesis during this time. And because of that, then there's new teachings. So now my crystal vibrations workshop has a whole new vibration to it, because now I can assist others with how to really change the vibrational frequency with the foods that they're eating, the plants that they're growing, to create a higher vibrational experience within their homes, within their bodies, in their communication. So I was able to basically transform myself, my life, my experience, so that I could assist others in my sessions. And now I'm telling you, I didn't do any sessions. I would still give readings and crystal readings, because those beings and those messages still wanted to work through me as a conduit. But I would not do any recalibration sessions or teach for a while, because there were many things that happened to me during that time. I started to go through that process of, well, how can I teach this if I'm still here? And how can I be integrity when I'm, when I'm going through this? So that was a big experience for me too, Carrie, because I really had to walk my talk. There was no choice for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so then what happened, even in the last couple of years, you'll notice, is now we have other people that are just becoming, there's so much disclosure now, okay? And unity consciousness is really you plus me equals we. And the dolphins teach us unity consciousness and trinary consciousness because of the way that they play with this, the way that they take care of each other, the way they take care of everyone in their pod. Okay, it's they tap into our telepathic abilities, our healing abilities. They teach us so much. The crystals teach us so much. So we just need to pay attention to these messages and to these frequencies and the sound frequencies, the vibrations, the harmonics. And so I needed to pay attention. I needed to really bring all parts of me back to me. And that's what changed my workshops now, the template that I have that's coming out. The readings now are off the charts because I'm crystalline now. I'm crystalline, crystal clear. My diamond light body is spinning and activating. So it's really intense, the intense purification process. And then when you're coming through the other codes that are coming online, or things that, the repeated patterns that come around, if we can change ourselves within 30 seconds, can you imagine how fast your cells can regenify? It's fast. It's not a slow process. It's as slow as we want it to be by our own mental process, which has this really electrical charge. And so our whole bodies can be vibrating with these new frequencies depending on where we are within our thoughts and our thought processes. And we can move those energies through a lot quicker now just by tuning into our cellular structures. And, I can go on and on and on. For example, I had some messages from the crystals this morning, and they were fascinating to me, because I always tune in with the crystals and every morning and ask what they want me to share, whether it be on Facebook or with my clients. Specific crystals come through for certain readings that I'm doing. And this morning, the peridot came in, and really her message, and she's such a beautiful color of this just translucent, beautiful, crystalline green. It's just gorgeous with some quartz in there. And, she was saying that so many listening to this call are going through their regenesis process, and their gallbladders and their intestines and their eyes, their higher heart, their tissues are really being affected right now through their upgrades in their organs and in their systems. And then there was citrine that came in also, which is also quartz. Now, let me backtrack a little bit here, because crystals have been growing for me and speaking to me since I was a girl. And my mother gave me a rose quartz crystal, one of my first crystals, and I identified with her, and I put her immediately on my heart. And then I needed to have a pendant, and I had to wear that around my neck. I could not get enough of rose quartz. And then they took me on a journey and had showed me how I was one of the first volunteers to be a guardian of this planet and to form the crystalline core of the New Earth grid, which we formed eons ago on this planet. And so when I bring people through meditation, crystal activations, we always connect to the crystalline core of the rose quartz family for unconditional love, because she heals addictions and abuse and works with the circulatory system. It heals the traumas. And so that's why she formed the crystalline core of Gaia. So, when I bring forth the crystal messages, it's amazing how accurate they are to whoever comes for me. And I remember noticing that the crystals were growing for me. And I thought, is this in my head? You know, I go into the mental mind, right? And sure enough, the crystals talk to me. And they said, we're growing for you because we want you to see the crystalline structure in every living thing. And the crystalline structures of your cells, of everyone around you, and how you're communicating telepathically, and that we're made up of properties and chemical compounds just like you are. And so when the crystals started growing for me, I realized they're growing pods and families. And basically they showed me that this is unity consciousness, that we can expand and grow in our cellular structure and multiply to an infinity.
Wow.
And at that point, I became very conscious about how I received my crystals, how I shared my crystals, where I got my crystals from, and I became very much a conscious co-creator at that point. And I worked with a Native American Cherokee shaman, David Singing Bear, when I worked with veterans that had post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injury, and we spoke telepathically, and then he came up to me and he said to me, it's true, please don't doubt it anymore, you are a crystal messenger. And I,
wow.
And, you know, and I, and I, okay, so we started to do, to, we started a system with the crystals, working with quartz and kunzite, to recalibrate the hemispheres of the brain for veterans that were experiencing post-traumatic stress. So that's just one of the ways that I work with crystals. and, you know,
beautiful.
That's, and the elixirs are so powerful, and that's one of my most popular services and products are the elixirs and grids. And they're not fancy grids, and they're actually, again, very, very simple. But I was shocked when I started to notice that the quartz was actually growing for me. And so I had, of course, to document it and make sure that, you know, people want evidence, but, you know, again, and the crystals that came through today, for those that might want to know, to see if it, resonates with you too, are quartz, of course, with citrine and smoky quartz, were the quartz crystals that came through today, because, again, they showed me that so many are still very sensitive to their environment. And are really working through their fears and phobias right now. And they're going through just a massive cellular detoxification process. And so their nervous systems are in high alert. And we can get into that a little bit later if we even have time, because there's so much to talk about.
There is.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Did you know that I was going, you guys, the power went out here, so I went out for a minute. Everything like totally not surprising with you on the call, Paige, but so I don't know what all you shared, but I'm sure it was brilliant. And thank you for keeping on for me.
Of course, that's what we do as conscious co-creators. With funny because before the show, everyone that's listening, you know, Carrie has a storm that's going on, and I was just laughing because
of course,
it happens every time with lightning and so forth.
Yeah.
We have such an electrical connection. So
yes, we do, and it's odd that the actual power went out. I mean, just real briefly, but of course it turned everything off. So, so I wish I knew what you shared, but it sounds like you shared about growing the crystals and making the grids and the elixirs, and which is all so beautiful. I wish I would have heard it all. But I know a lot of it. But so what should we talk about now? What I'm kind of wanting to know where I left off and where you're at, my dear.
Sure. We talked about, I was talking, going to a little bit more about it, my experiences of cellular regenesis.
Yes.
And also, you know, some of the experiences that are sort of that I'm hearing from others. I mean, we did talk a lot about just the regenesis process and the crystals and how they work with us.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and so I just, you know, just sort of ran with it. But
you gotta laugh. Oh, it's so funny. So you talked about being the crystal, a crystal messenger, and what that is, and what's interesting to me, and we'll take a couple callers here in a minute. What you're able to do with the crystals, and you may have mentioned this, is really see the distortions in someone's field, you know, with messages from the crystals, but then you're able to see them. Is that right? To see the distortions, or how does that work for you?
Yes, I can see through, I can see the person's, I can see their light body, and then I'll be able to see where there is, I'll see different frequencies or different colors, within the light body and within the, and within that person's physical body. But then the crystals come to me, and I also work with my guide, who calls himself my doctor of chemistry. And so he comes in also, he's ancient Chinese healer, and he works with the crystals as well. And so together, when a certain crystal comes through, right away I can decode what's happening for that person, because the crystal shows me what's going on. And because of the healing properties of that specific, and frequencies of that crystal, it goes to work pretty immediately. You know, and then of course it just depends on how much someone is in resistance.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time, like I said, it works very, very quickly, especially with the elixirs too, because the elixirs, especially customized elixirs, they are, and this is something that some people don't know, is that really, I'm not a scientist, everyone, okay? I'm not a chemist, all right? I'm shown through master numbers and frequencies and sequences. And some of this actually is math. And so I'm able to just decode through the crystal sort of mathematically with sacred geometry of what's going on with that person. So,
okay.
Yeah, and it's not easy to explain, but because of what the crystals show me, and what they represent, the readings are very accurate. And I don't make any claims. You know, I have to make a claim that I can't legally, you know, diagnose and prescribe, mm-hmm. you know, and all of that. But what happens is that if that person is also open to their cellular regenesis and to the detoxification process, so that their diamond light body can have full integration, then
right.
you're looking at literally becoming this new crystalline human that we're all becoming. And then our conscious co-creations become quantum because we're vibrating to our home frequency. Mm-hmm. I hope that makes sense.
It does. It does. And for the sake of time today, I mean, clearly we'll talk about your offer later, but you are offering these private sessions with you where people can really go deep with everything that you're talking about. But for the sake of time on the show today, Paige, what is the best thing that our callers can give you just so you can go right in and do what you can in the small amount of time that we have? What do you need from them?
I'm happy to, these are, you know, just very briefly, I don't want to get into in-depth personal, issues for callers and because, you know, it's personal. But I can, if they have any questions that they have about anything that I've shared today, is fine with me. If they want to share, you know, their experiences with the dolphins, they want questions, messages from the dolphins, if they want, if they have the questions for the crystals or if they are going through something, I'm happy to see what the crystals have to say. We just want to keep it brief and just not very, very personal. So
exactly. So we can keep it applicable to everybody and okay. Gosh, I wish I would have been here for the whole show. Still reintegrating here. Okay. Let's go to some callers. Our first caller that I'm going to go to is area code 901. You're live.
Hello.
Hi. Hi. Welcome.
It's Chris in Memphis.
Hi, Chris.
At this very moment, I'm doing the detox that you're talking about. I'm going through that, I think.
Mm.
I'm an empath, and I've had my whole life, I've had experiences with ETs and entities. I've had addiction issues, and now I think I'm coming through that. And now I think it's time for me to become the healer, and I'm detoxing, I think, right now. Do you see them?
Yeah, I do. Did you say your name was Chris?
Yeah, Chris.
Yeah, Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hi.
My name is Paige. My name is Paige. Some people call me Amaralia. And what is coming through for you is that it's very, I love this. I love how synchronized the crystals are, because before the call, like I was saying earlier, is that peridot came in very strong. The peridot and rose quartz assist with the with addictions. But what I'm being shown for you is that there's a crystal that's coming in, and she's amazing. And basically, what this crystal is helping you with is your unified field and your basically your Christed self, your Christed consciousness is that, you know, as you detoxify on a cellular level, and the crystal is golden healer. So you have in your field, in your light body, which is the most, let's say, the frequencies that are showing themselves, are this gorgeous, gorgeous, like an opalescent light green, and this amazing shimmery opalescence with these gorgeous tinges of gold. And so the golden healer, okay, is it's helping you go through some pretty intense loss, and it's sort of the ultimate healer for you. But, you know, she's showing me that, you know, just by calling on her, that just the amount of chi and life force energy that she's bringing you right now for your spiritual activation That she's just really assisting you with your light body, just helping bring through your Christed consciousness down, what I call like the descension. Okay.
Uh-huh. And who is she?
She's got an exceptionally high frequency, and she's just beautiful, and she's cleansing you in every moment. And it's a crystal, and the name is Golden Healer. So usually the Golden Healer, again, with your specific message for you for cleansing your light body, because what I'm being shown is that you're being cleansed. So Golden Healer, even if you don't need to, and this is a thing too, that you don't need to go run out and get these crystals. You just need to just align with their frequencies. Yeah. So that she can continue to cleanse and cleanse and cleanse and cleanse. I'm seeing that that a detoxification actually is really important for you right now.
Mm-hmm.
And to continue that, to detox. I'm being shown actually your heart. The heart is going through a cleansing, as well as the liver.
Yeah.
So, so again, some cleansing herbs and things like that will really help you right now.
Yeah.
Did that resonate, Chris?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay.
More than you know.
Aw.
That was really great.
Yeah.
Thank you
so
much.
You're welcome, Chris. Happy you're part of our community today. I don't think I've spoken to you before, so best wishes to you. And so he should just call on the Golden Healer crystal for support with cleansing and detoxification, Paige.
Yes, yeah. I'm getting the Golden Healer plus the Rose Quartz and Peridot. And so all three of those crystals, usually when a crystal reading, there's three crystals because we work with the trinary, we work with the triad, the trinary consciousness. So it's always three. And those are the main crystals for you right now. You'll find some. Yes, that's wonderful.
Oh, beautiful. That's
perfect.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
convenient.
I would work with them. Yeah, absolutely. And I would definitely get yourself some some of the cleansing herbs too. I'm being, I can't diagnose or prescribe, but
and salts and
go ahead.
And salts and all that. And I'm sitting out in the sun.
Beautiful. I wish
where
I were.
Where are you located?
Yeah.
Chris is in Memphis, right?
Yeah.
You're in Memphis?
Yeah, I'm sitting
okay.
out in the sun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to get all this
perfect.
Stuff out of
yeah.
me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I get cell salts. Bioplasma cell salts, and I keep getting the milk thistle for you, so I'm going to leave that with you.
Oh, yeah, I've had liver issues.
Okay, yeah. Milk thistle is like, it's screaming at you.
Okay.
So, okay.
Go get it, Chris.
So,
I will.
Yeah,
right. All right, take care, Chris, and thanks again for being with us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Crystal blessings, thank you.
Okay, I'm going to, where am I going? There are so many hands up. Okay, let's see. I'm going to go to area code 720. You're live.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hi, yes, welcome.
Oh, hi, my name's Diane. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome, Diane.
I love the thoughts about crystals and healing and stuff, and I guess I've been having some intestinal issues that flare up now and again. So I was wondering, Paige, if there's anything that you could see in my light body that needs some help.
Okay, so I'm sorry, what was your name again?
My name's Diane.
Diane?
Yes.
Great, Diane, let me just tune in with you here. Okay, and Diane, where are you located?
I'm in Denver.
In Denver, okay. It's interesting because you're definitely going through a process of of integrating more of your multidimensionality. And it's interesting that you're having the intestinal, you're saying intestinal issues. But there's, something deeper that's going on right now. It's sort of like you're going through a rebirth process. And so you're going through this, a rebirth process with this integration that you're experiencing. Okay. And so you can't, there's a realization that's going to be happening for you that you're transcending sort of this earthly experience. Okay. So you're having a difficult time sort of, digesting some of the things that you've sort of found out about. Does that make any sense? So it's like, you know, as you go through this rebirth process that you are going through, you're going through a big transformation. And I can actually feel your, I actually can feel your intestines right now, specifically around the, I can feel you around the gallbladder as well. So we want to take care of your gallbladder. Okay. Cause it's, I can feel it on the meridian line for you. But you know what crystal's coming through for you is a Shiva. Shiva Lingam. And the Shiva Lingam is about balancing the sacred, your sacred sexuality. And so there are some, let's see, there's distortions that are working on being transmuted, just to sort of unite any dualities. Because you are like a pure creative force. So what they're showing me is that in this gallbladder, in the intestinal area, okay, it actually has to do with, there's sort of like some kundalini energies pooling there, okay? And it has to do around some abuse issues.
Okay.
And so it sort of caused, some, it just has created an imbalance there. Okay. And so the Shiva Lingam is coming in to sort of, assist you with the passing of this energy through that turbulence. And they're showing me that it's about putting some passion back into your life. That you have just incredible wisdom, okay? But because of the transmutation that's happening with past abuse, that's still being lodged in the cells, moving into the gallbladder. I actually can even feel it on the mid-back.
Okay.
Yeah, it's that whole area. Okay, so you want to work with Shiva Lingam. It's interesting too. Just gently working with your divine feminine, your divine masculine healing. Of these past abuses and even some abuse that's just been stored there. So I'm being shown like this, like a cord that's just being cut loose just from power struggles in the past. And just to, not be giving your power away so much. But I would, I'm going to recommend, what I'm being shown to recommend to you is, something called black seed oil.
Black S-E-E-D?
Yes, black seed oil.
Uh-huh.
And aloe vera.
Great.
Okay. And
yeah.
So, Paige, should
yeah.
she call upon Shiva Lingam, the crystal, for support with what she's going through?
Shiva Lingam and citrine.
Okay.
Okay.
You got that, Diane?
I did. Thank you. That's helpful. There was a lot of elements to it I could relate to. So, thank you very much.
Thank you, Diane.
Thank you, Diane.
Many blessings to you, my dear.
Thank you much. Bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, Paige, thank you for that. We have so many in the webcast. I'm going to take something from the webcast just so you guys know that I'm here. I see you. I feel you. Let's see. Mo. And Mo is a female, just so you're clear on that. She says, hi, ladies. Is there a message for me from the crystals or the dolphins? A personal message. Thank you in advance. Sending a big hug and blessings to you both. So that's for Mo in Cayenne. Any message from the crystals or the dolphins for Mo?
Hi, Mo. well, aloha, Mo. Okay, yes, there is, I love this because right away, as soon as you started talking, Carrie, it was beautiful. First of all, Mo is definitely going through a very healing she's going through a very healing process right now. So whereas, let's say, our first caller was going through an integration process, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mo is going through a healing. Her theme right now in her DNA reawakening is a healing process and a rebalancing so that she can feel more at ease within her body. And the dolphins have come right in.
Mm-hmm.
And they are working with her for this healing, okay? And they're cocooning her, like protecting her, okay, with a crystal called labradorite. And labradorite is just this, has magnificent dolphin energy. And the colors of the dolphins, of the blue Syrian dolphins. And it's just an absolutely gorgeous crystal, and it very much resonates with the oceans, with the oceanic energy.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but basically what the dolphins are saying is that you, like, giving your energy away too much is affecting her health. So,
mm-hmm.
So there's a healing that's going on for her. And,
okay.
Yeah, and it's important for her, though. I know that sometimes in the spiritual communities we don't want to talk so much about protection anymore or that sort of thing, but we do need to protect our fields, and we just do it in a way that it's just like if it's pouring rain out, right? We probably want to have an umbrella on us or a raincoat or something, or we're going to probably go and put the windows up in our car, right, so we don't get soaking wet. Well, it's the labradorite is talking about assisting her with the highest protective energies possible.
Okay.
So that she can just restore her faith within herself, and that her opening of her, okay, and the dolphins are assisting with this as well. So she can call upon the dolphin, her dolphin family, the dolphin consciousness through labradorite, because they're really working with her right now for her, you know, what's known as the third eye or her inner eye, okay? But she's also needs more protection around her, like in her grounding, because
mm-hmm.
she's very intuitive, And so she can sort of confuse herself a little bit with, you know, is she imagining things or are these things really happening to her? And so she kind of is wondering sometimes if her intuition is correct. And so they're helping her with just retuning and refining that. And just, you know, again, that just to not allow any of a leaky aura, you know, so that others aren't drawing on her energy field as she's going through this healing process.
Okay. Yeah. Mo, I hope you're listening to that. Miss Mo, she said last time I thought she was a male when I read one of her questions, so I'm highlighting that Mo is a female. And Mo, there you go. And I'll take one more question in a minute, but let's go to your offer page. I'm looking at the time, and a lot of people are asking questions about the offers. So you have created two different special offers for our beautiful community. One is a crystal reading package, which you have mentioned a little bit here on the show, and one is the crystal reading plus a one-on-one session with you. And people can find this at straighttalkforthesoul.com in our marketplace, and you'll see Paige's beautiful face. Just click on that and you can find these beautiful offers. So Paige, in offer A, it's the crystal reading package, which is delivered via an MP3 recording or a detailed email, and also one bottle of the Divine Love or Cosmic Shield Crystal Elixir. Someone was asking, are you only delivering in the United States the elixirs?
Yes, at this time I can only ship in the U.S. Because of the customs with liquids mm-hmm. and glass and things like that. I mean, that will change, you know, in the near future, probably in January. But for now, okay. Unfortunately, I can only ship the elixirs in the U.S.
Okay, mm-hmm. So let's just highlight that A is the crystal reading, which explains to people which crystals vibrate to their master frequency and how they're assisting them, and they awaken the dormant DNA, activate the pineal gland, and then the elixir, and then offer B, and I'm going to let you speak to what a one-on-one is like with you, but it's all of that plus a one-on-one session, you know, the cellular detox, feeding the light body. What happens in these sessions? So what can someone expect, Paige? Anything and everything.
For the second offer, I mean, remember that just one session is not going to cover everything. It just isn't. But it's sort of an intro. So the crystal readings with the elixir kind of go hand in hand with the one-on-one session. Because on the one-on-one session, we just go really a little bit deeper into the diamond light body, just to see what's going on and what's needed for cellular detoxification. And I developed a sort of a protocol, through the many years of my nutritional counseling and just sort of my medical mediumship and with the crystals and the plant kingdoms and the fruits and the herbs and all that. And it's called Feeding the Light Body. So what I do in these sessions, and we just fine-tune the light body, what I'm shown by my doctor of chemistry, as well as my own cellular multidimensional vision, which foods and patterns aren't resonating with their frequency anymore, but people, they tend to keep going back to the triggers, right? The trigger foods, what's known as trigger foods. And so what happens is they just keep repeating that cellular memory patterning. So these sessions assist with leaping out quantumly, you know, out of that cellular patterning so that their new cellular memory comes online. And it's interesting because what they'll get is they'll just get a personalized list of which foods that are vibrating on the highest vibrational for their DNA upgrades. And it's often not what people think. You know, sometimes people are following certain diets and fads, and it's so simple. These changes are so simple when one is not resisting any longer. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing the shift that can occur. So, but just one session isn't going to cover everything, but it will, you know, get them on their way.
Yeah, and especially, well, anyone who gets the one-on-one is also going to get the crystal reading, which is going to be supportive,
mm-hmm.
and then the elixir. A lot of people just asking about all of that. So you can read all about that on the special offer page, but I'm looking at our time. There's one question that's in here that is important. Someone wrote in and said, Paige, can you discuss what the crystals tell you about the new Earth? She says, what can we expect when we finally fully arrive? What do the crystals say about the new Earth?
Right. Well, okay. It's interesting because right before you started talking, I had a crystal came. Yeah, one of the crystals came in very strong. And this is just something, too. I'm going to be offering a new elixir that's coming out, too, that people might want to stay tuned for, you know, in a month or so. But what I'm shown is that we're going to have, and what they show me is the telepathy, okay? The telepathy among hearts, okay? Among the heart-centered consciousness, our highest consciousness, which is we have telepathic communication through our higher heart. In sort of the old New Age community, it was, you know, more thought, you know, the telepathy was through our third eye or the pituitary. Well, it's really all the glands, actually the entire endocrine system is aligned. So with the new DNA that's coming online, then we get to experience new Earth. When our DNA is reactivated and reawakened, we're in new Earth. We're not waiting for new Earth to come. This is important because I'm getting back to what I was sharing earlier. When I was sharing about being a master manifestation. I was living on a new Earth. That was new Earth for me. Okay, new Earth was consciously co-creating. Okay, our highest vibrational aspects in bringing them here, living in our new Earth bodies, our crystalline human. We do this by being our crystalline self, by our words and our actions being in alignment. We are living it right now. New Earth is not a destination. Okay, the crystals show me every day, they show me that they're growing for us, that they're here to remind us of our crystalline consciousness. So this is not a new Earth in the future. We are creating it right now. And when we work with the crystals, okay, in our bodies, shifting the cells within our bodies, in our soil, okay, on the planet with our plants, with the trees, with the air, okay, when we are raising our vibration, you know, and this is such a term that's so overly used, but when we are aligning to the highest aspects and to the highest vibration of our thoughts and our actions, we're in a new Earth. And we will begin to remember, everyone will begin to remember, okay, that they are the creators here of that reality. And, you know, we still have some, you know, there's turbulence, you know, that's still happening, you know, and chaos that's happening on this planet. But we have to choose how we want to react and respond to this as we all collectively move through this. Because mm-hmm. we are, and the crystals show me, the dolphins show me, okay, we're creating new Earth with every choice that we make. So I want to be very clear about that because if there's one thing I can say and one question, you know, and this is about what cellular genesis is, and I can say this because of my near-death experiences, that in this moment right now, everyone has a choice. And what are we choosing? Is there something that we really want to say? Is there something that we really want to change? We just keep resisting. Once we stop resisting and acting upon that which it is that we say and what makes our heart sing and brings us joy, okay, that is for benefit of the all, we're creating a new earth. That's how we're shifting. And that's what the crystals show me. I mean, it is amazing what the crystals show me. It's amazing what they show me about what you can do in your garden. You can create this, you know, the magic of Fenhorn. You know, I don't know if you've heard of that, but we are amazing creators, and we are doing it right now. So let's not wait for the new earth. Let's bring it. Let's, you know, live on new earth.
Let's choose
right
it.
Now.
Let's choose it now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. And I think that's a good way to wrap things up today, Paige. I'm going to have you come back. I feel like there's so many other areas and other things to explore with you, and we just kind of scratched the surface
It was, yeah.
Right?
there's really a lot to chat about, and I know that people do have a lot of questions, but I just there's so much that we can talk about and share, and it never seems that, you know, there's enough in one show. I just am so grateful to have had this time with you, Carrie, and with your listeners.
I
really
am
enjoyed
too.
It.
I am too.
Yeah.
I wish I would have been here for the whole thing. Thank you for holding this space while I was gone. And Paige, you are just so beautiful, and just sending you so much love. And I'm grateful that this community got to hear you and feel you. And for those who are resonating, hopefully they will get to work with you privately and take this further. But like I said, I'll have you back again, Paige, so we can continue this conversation. And so thank you. And to everyone who has joined us, Paige, is there anything else that you want to say before we sign off? Any final message?
I'd like to just share with everybody this to kind of seal this, is that that's because it's coming through, so I'm just going to share it. So may spirit go before you and within you today, making easy, instant, and perfect your way. Divine love does overcome all things, and only love and light remain. Everything that you have is within you. All of your light shines bright. You plus me equals we. And remember that it is together that we raise up and make a difference. And I thank you for being here in this now.
And we thank you. And that question you just asked a few minutes ago, Paige, is sticking. It's kind of in the forefront of my consciousness, which is, what are we choosing? What are we choosing? And we can choose new earth with every decision now. And so thank you for reminding of that to us. And thank you for talking about the crystals and the regenesis and everything that is possible for us now, Paige. So all my love to you and to everyone who has joined us. Thank you for the gift of your time and your love and your presence today and throughout season 11. Season 12 will begin July 15th. So please write in, let us know how you're feeling, and be sure to listen to all of your season 11 replays in the next couple of weeks until we meet again, my friends. And we appreciate you, and we hope that you received some new insights, new awareness today, and whatever is most beneficial for you at this time. And please consider the beautiful offerings from Paige. You can find them in our marketplace at straighttalkforthesoul.com, and we'll send you lots of information in your replay email later. And thank you for joining us on this soulful adventure. I am sending waves and waves of love and light and appreciation from my heart to yours. May you feel it, receive it, and offer it to those you encounter today or tonight, wherever you happen to be in the world. And as always, until next time, please give yourself full permission to shine instead of shrink, express instead of suppress, and own that amazing, powerful glow of yours. I'll see you back here in this Playground of Light for Season 12 on July 15th. Bye-bye, everybody.